From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously to adopt a new tough round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council Monday.
We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it. On the other hand, if North Korea continues its dangerous path, we will continue with further pressure. The choice is theirs. Thank you.
Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and also swept homes and cars aside. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.